Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Let's try to have another feel-good Friday. I like it when we do this to get the weekend started right. We're going to begin the podcast with a bunch of really fun, positive stuff that's going on that should make you feel pretty good. I know that I had so many people this week tell me, look, that was a pretty dark assessment of the Chiefs situation if the possibility exists that Patrick Mahomes is not all that we thought he is or think he will be. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm trying to be real here. But today, just the good stuff. Well, I got a couple things in there, but mostly the good stuff. And we're going to start with this one because this you will not see anywhere. You just will not hear anybody reporting about this. To me, this is we hear all these bombshell reports, big stories, breaking news, giant. I believe the end of COVID will be decided by attorneys. I think lawyers will do it. And I know lawyers are thought of about as well as journalists or media or congressmen and women. It's a pretty low bar. And that's not a knock on any of you that are lawyers. I'm just saying that's the public perception. People don't like politicians. They don't like lawyers. They don't like journalists. That's just the way it is. They like doctors. They like scientists. They like people that they don't really know, because especially people that they think have elevated to a place in their life where they're just better. They're smarter. They're better. We look up to certain people in our society. Hopefully that's not athletes. But I think the lawyers are going to ferret all this out. I think that's eventually what's going to happen. And boy, this is a big one this week. A New York attorney filed a Freedom of Information Act request in September asking the CDC to respond. And they had to, by law. This is everything you need to know about the way COVID is portrayed around the world. This is information you don't know. This is information I didn't know until the last 24 hours. This is information that will not get reported anywhere because there is too much money being made off COVID. There are too many people in power because of COVID. Too many things have become easier for many people because of COVID. And they want to continue with this. There's been a lot of heartache and a lot of heartbreak. There are certain industries, businesses, people that have just been crushed by COVID. But it's not everyone. A lot of people, most people have benefited from COVID. Most industries now that we're back functioning, have in some way benefited by having fewer employees, doing less, not giving you a menu, making you use a QR code, whatever it may be. The excuse, we need you to pay 50% down now, but you won't have that for 6 more months. Boy, that's good for business. I mean, there's a lot of that going on out there. A lot of things have just become better for them because of COVID. New York attorney is filing the Freedom of Information Act request in September, not very long ago, asking for, quote, documents reflecting any documented case of an individual in the United States who never received the vaccine, who was infected with COVID-19 once and recovered, and later transmitted SARS-CoV-2 to another person when reinfected. So let me sum that up for you. That's the legalese. That's the way the lawyer requested it from the CDC. What the Freedom of Information Act request was from the attorney, clearly he's got a lawsuit in mind somewhere. He's asking, has any person who had COVID that is not vaccinated transmitted the disease to another person? Has this happened in the United States? And the CDC's response is, quote, a search of all our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request. The CDC Emergency Operations Center conveyed that this information is not collected. They do not have and will not offer to anyone a single case anywhere in the United States. The CDC cannot produce a single case where somebody got COVID, decided to not get the jab, and then infected another person with COVID. We are 0 for 330 million people. What else do you need to know about the way this is portrayed? How hard do you think the CDC has looked for these people? They must just be scouring the country looking for people that had COVID, didn't get the shot, and we later learned that you transmitted this to someone else. Maybe Aaron Rodgers become, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't have COVID. I said maybe Aaron Rodgers becomes the first and transmits it to a teammate. Hey, it won't count because Aaron Rodgers didn't have COVID. I think this is really important. Not for if you fit in this category. And in full disclosure, this is my category. I've had COVID. I chose not to get the shot because I know I have antibodies. I believe my body is protecting me against COVID, and I don't believe I can give it to anyone else. I'm not a scientist, but I'm a free American that gets to make my choice. And I believe this. And I am damn proud to tell you that I've stood by this for months. And now the attorneys have ferreted this out from the CDC, which responded by saying, I'm telling you, if the CDC could find me or Jessica or somebody like us or the 30-some percent of Americans who at this point, most of whom have had COVID and decided not to get the jab, if they could find any of us and say, that person got it again and was a super spreader. By the way, the number of people that have gotten it again is very low. It's insanely low. If you've had COVID, getting it again is a ridiculously low number of people. It can happen. The way they find it mostly is if you have a job where you get tested all the time because of your workplace. And they go, oh, you tested positive again. And you go, really? First time I lost my taste, and had a headache for 2 days, but it wasn't much. I don't feel anything now because your body is getting better at warding it off. The human body is amazing. It's better than the vaccine. It's better than a medicine. It's better than anything you can put in your body. This is a feel-good story. This is a great story about overcoming COVID. And you can get mad that it's being abused and used and abused against you and being portrayed in the media in a certain way. But the bottom line is this, they're not going to be able to hide this for long. They won't be able to hide it long. The CDC cannot find, this is so important. The CDC cannot identify and find one person out of 330 million of us that got COVID, chose not to get the vaccine, then got it again and transmitted it to someone else. They cannot find one person. One person. The entire point of masking and vax and all this, they've changed, they moved the goalposts, they changed the argument. It's no longer about protecting you. Nobody's supposed to be worried about themselves. They've given up that fight because we know if we're at risk. You know, if you're my mom and you're 88 and you had lung cancer and you know you've got pre-existing conditions and you're older, you know you're at risk. Okay, so people have figured this out. I'm at risk, you're at risk, whatever, you're not at risk. They figured that out. So now they're saying you have to wear a mask and you have to get vaccinated for other people. And the question has been, why? If I'm vaccinated, why do I have to wear a mask? The point of the vaccine is I can't give it to someone else, right? Well, they've learned that if you are vaccinated and get COVID, which can happen, you can also transmit it. They know this. It's all over the news. You can see it everywhere. You can be vaccinated and transmit COVID. They cannot find a single person in this country, zero. They cannot identify one person that got this thing, didn't get the shot, and then gave it to someone else. They cannot find one person. It's amazing. This is the greatest story ever. The CDC had to respond to the Freedom of Information Act request, and they've done so. Our records fail to reveal any documents. They got nobody. They got nothing at the CDC. Zero. Oh, for 330 million. Here's what's going to happen with COVID. This is going to end because the lawyers are going to take over. The lawsuits are going to just overwhelm companies, individuals, politicians, people in charge, scientists, the government, the CDC. You watch what happens. The lawyers are sharks in the water, baby. They are circling because what do lawyers do? What are they really good at? They're really good at class action lawsuits. They're really good at multi-million dollar suits where somebody oppressed someone else or did something wrong to someone else, they sue for damages, you lost your job, if you had COVID-19, chose not to get the vaccine, and were terminated from your job for that, you get yourself a lawyer right now, or you're going to be terminated from your job, get a lawyer right now, take this CDC information to your lawyer and say, I'm ready to sue my employer, or the federal government, or whoever it's going to be, let's go, sue them all. And the more lawsuits that get filed, this stuff will stop. It'll stop. They'll have to say, look, they're, you know, we can't do this to people. You're not transmitting COVID. Not a single person in America, according to the CDC, can they find a single person that had COVID, chose to not get the shot, and transmitted COVID to someone else. Zero. We got 330 million people in this country. Zero from the CDC. I love that story. That is a feel-good story if I ever heard one. This is also on the feel-good front, but it also is kind of the best and worst of America. I'll explain why. At Cal Berkeley, and perfect, I mean, where else but Cal Berkeley, they got a $500,000 grant, which leads me to believe that we're overtaxed because they got a grant for this, to study growing food. Are you ready for this? Lettuce, spinach, salad items, greens, to grow food with a COVID vaccine in it so you don't have to get the shot. You can eat your vax. They're doing this at Cal Berkeley. They got $500,000 to study it. They have spinach and lettuce that they think will do this, and it can replace vaccines and be healthier for you. Let me ask you something. If they develop spinach or lettuce in a lab and tell you to eat it because it's medicine and it's going to keep you from getting COVID-19, it's a vaccine, an edible vaccine, are you going to eat that? I would think most people would say, no, that's artificially grown. We don't know exactly what this is. That sounds pie in the sky and experimental to me. But people will line up to take a pill or get a shot in their arm. It's amazing. Think about that for a second. People will just immediately line up to get a shot, immediately line up to take a pill that nobody's ever taken before for COVID. But would you eat spinach that's laced with a vaccine that's supposed to help you that way? I don't think most people would. I think most people would say, no. That's how we comply in our society. That's how things happen in a society where you just go along with what is supposed to be true with no skepticism at all in your world. You're not questioning anything. And again, I think this is the best and the worst of us. I think it's fine research. That's better than killing beagles to research ticks. I'm not against food research at all. That's better spent money, but it does demonstrate for you how we're overtaxed and how much money is out there for these schools to do things that will wind up being absolutely nothing. This happens, of course, in California, where Gavin Newsom went in hiding for 12 days because reports were that he had a reaction to a COVID vaccine, a pretty serious one, and was off the map for a while. Gavin Newsom is back, and he's back with a vengeance. He has extended the state of emergency in the state of California. Not for three more weeks, not through November, not even until Christmas. March 31st, 2022, California is shut down, locked down. It's done. State of emergency, masks, mandates, vaccines, the entire drill in California through March 31st. They're doing worse than most states. They have, everything they've done has not worked. It has not helped them a stitch at all. But Newsom doubles down and keeps going. This on the heels of himself, we believe, having a reaction to the vaccine. And there have been plenty of reactions to the vaccine. This all fits into a neat little category of, we haven't found anybody that had COVID, survived, didn't get the jab, and transmitted the disease to someone. We can't find that anywhere. But we're finding people everywhere that are having real problems after getting the shot. And I pray for everyone that got it. I know many of you did. I respect that. I'm good with that. If I hadn't had COVID previously, I would have gotten the shot. No question about it. I would have done it. I'm not against it in any way. The evidence is mounting that people are getting sick from the vaccine. Be careful about the boosters. They're pushing this stuff right and left. Think about the category you're in. Think about your age, your health, all of these things, because they're really, really pushing this stuff. Dr. Sohrab Luchmedial is a 52-year-old cardiologist. He's a surgeon, big-time doctor. In July, he's got social media, and he likes to be an expert. He's been an expert on COVID. He's told everybody about COVID. He's had lots of patients that he's dealt with COVID. He is pro-vax to the max. And he tweeted in July, when a lot of people were not getting the vaccine, he tweeted, I will not cry at their funeral if these selfish people that are not getting the vaccine die. This is a medical doctor in the United States of America saying, if you're selfish and you don't get the vaccine, I will not die. I will not cry at your funeral. Too bad, Chuck Shad. That's it. You lose. You didn't get the vax. You got COVID. You died. I'm not crying for you because you're selfish. Dr. Sohrab Luchmedial, 2 weeks after getting his booster, his third jab, 2 weeks later, perfectly healthy, age 52 years old, unexpectedly died in his sleep. Cannot draw any conclusions on that. We just know that the family had said that he died in his sleep, and it was 2 weeks after his third jab. Why they said that, I don't know. He was about as pro-jab as they get. And he was a doctor, perfectly healthy otherwise, 52 years old, third jab, dead. 29-year-old Kyle Warner is the national mountain bike champion in the United States. He is an elite athlete. If you're a mountain bike champion, you are an elite athlete. Elite. His career is all over at age 29. He cannot currently get on his bicycle to ride it. He got a second dose of the vaccine a few weeks ago and immediately tasted metal in his mouth. Didn't understand why he tasted metal in his mouth. Within 2 weeks, he couldn't walk. He had heart palpitations, heartbeat problems. It was immediate. It was swift. They think he's going to be okay. He's getting treatment, but he's never going to be a bike champion again. His career is basically over because he took the second jab. These stories are everywhere. They're pretty easy if you search for them a little bit, but you have to search for them. They're confirmed. They're real. Main media don't want you to know it. Even, this may disappoint you, even like Fox News. The only person at Fox News that does any of this stuff is Tucker Carlson. And I know he gets heat from his bosses. Do you know how much the pharmaceutical companies spend with the Fox Corporation? If you add them all together, do you know how much they spend in commercial advertising? It's hundreds of millions of dollars a year in pharmaceuticals, in anything related to healthcare, in hospital organizations, you know, Humana, Kaiser Permanente, some of these big ones. How about even like boner pills and stuff, it doesn't matter. If you're a pharmaceutical company, you have somehow benefited from COVID and you want to keep the charade going. Every pharmaceutical company stock has gone through the roof. They've all benefited. Whether they're one of the big three vaccines or not doesn't matter. You're still making money. Hospitals are making money. Healthcare systems are making money. The cost of it's all going up. Insurance companies are making money. It's one giant industry. In fact, it's probably the largest industry in America. Right? We know this. That's why the government wanted to take it over. They want a piece of the pie. Everybody wants the money. So why doesn't Fox News report to you all these people that are getting sick? A 29-year-old mountain bike champion. Why isn't he like the lead story? Why isn't the lead story, hey, the CDC can't find a single person that's had COVID, didn't get the shot, and then transmitted the disease to someone? They can't find anybody. Why is that not on the news? And I'm not a conspiracy guy. This is not a conspiracy. This is fact. The healthcare industry is an economic engine like no other. And it's very important for all of us because people work in this industry and they need their jobs and they should be well paid. And anybody that works at a hospital or a doctor's office, you know, anything from somebody who works in security or janitorial services all the way up to the best brain surgeons in America. You know, these jobs are important. They're a huge economic engine. They mean things to people. I'm not trying to keep people from making a living. But we know the healthcare industry is like cancer. It just spreads and grows. All of a sudden on your street corner, a little emergency medicine place pops up. Why? Because they all make money. They can charge insurance companies more if you go to the emergency medical place than if you just call your doctor and go there a few days later. Or call your doctor at Pro Partners, or whatever may be the case. They make more money if you go to the ER. These little ERs are popping up everywhere. That's more money. Why do you think they're popping up? They have like six beds in those places. It's because they're around the corner and you don't feel good and you can't make an appointment unless you're with Pro Partners. You can't make an appointment to get into your doctor. They're too crowded. They'll say, we'll see you in a few days. So the emergency things pop up and they charge double. It's all one giant money-making machine. And that's what COVID is. That's why you don't hear these stories, even on Fox News. You don't hear them because Fox News is making hundreds of millions of dollars off the healthcare industry. It's crazy. But man, it's nothing but good news out there. It's good news. We got COVID spinach. If people don't want to get the jab, they can just eat the spinach. We got no people that have had COVID that didn't get vaccinated that have transmitted. We like that story. And we're starting to learn in some places that be careful. Vaccine has side effects. The truth is getting out. We like the truth to get out. Now, our next topic is a real feel-good story. So hang on for that one. Brought to you by BeStock.net. I spoke with Chris yesterday. He's in Florida at his kid's college soccer game, and he took my call, and I'd had trouble. It took a while to get my big 85-inch TV hung here in the new house. I've got that in my man cave. And then once they did, there were some issues with it that were not related to the television in any way. I've got gremlins or something going on here, and I'm working through that. But he's such an expert. He took a few minutes with me on the phone and said, try this. You know, the people that came in and hung it, then the technicians that provide the service to my house. Well, I'm not going to get into who those people are or anything right now. I'm working through that. It is nothing to do with anything I got at BeStock because their stuff is so good. But the point is, look, I know Chris, and he's the owner, and he took my call, but their service is great for you too. They basically offer the same kind of service that you can get from, what do they call that high-end stuff at Magnolia or something at Best Buy? The big high, they'll do that for you at BeStock. These guys know more about televisions and computers than anybody you've ever met. 14680 South Flaming Road, and everything they sell costs less than anywhere else. That's guaranteed. It's not even close, actually, in most cases. You can shop online, BeStock.net, or at their warehouse in Olathe. Amazing garage floors. I spent a little time with Hutch a couple nights ago at Danny Klingscale's podcast, live podcast event at Pathfinder Brewery in Shawnee. And Hutch was there, and he's a cool dude, man. He was trying out some different beers. He had a long day. He actually still goes out on the job site and puts the garage floors in himself sometimes. When he has a shortage of help, Hutch goes out and does the floor himself. The owner and operator and his wife, she does it too. She works on it too. Not always, but a lot of times. And he's almost always on the job site. He'll go to each job site. But man, they're not afraid to work. I love that about them. AmazingGarageFloors.net and 360DocumentSolutions.com can help you with your office become more efficient with IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, copiers, printers, you name it. Anywhere in Western Missouri, the entire state of Kansas. You want to know Mark Lindquist, if you're looking for a great career and a great job, he can help you with that. He's especially interested in someone who believes, maybe you're older and you've had a good career and you've done well, but you're not getting the jab to keep your job from one of these big companies. He wants you. He'll take you. He doesn't care. You're 55 years old. How about a second career? He'll take you right in. Sales reps can make big money at 360documentsolutions.com. Technicians can make really good living. Contact Mark at 913-745-5344. I think we have a new hero in America, or somebody that I certainly would vote for. He was appointed to the bench by a Democrat. But boy, oh boy, do we love Judge Bruce Schroeder. Bruce Schroeder is the judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He is the get-off-my-lawn judge. He ain't taking anything from anybody, and they knew this coming in. He's got a reputation for this. He's a little surly, but his surliness only comes from a shifty lawyer in front of him trying to do a bait and switch. So here's what we know about Judge Bruce Schroeder. He has just destroyed the prosecutor in this case. I mean, this couldn't go. I've never seen anything like this. This is going so bad for the prosecution. There's even been good luck for the defense. And I'll give you a couple of those things that were good luck for the defense. But here's what's happened with Schroeder. You've seen the video probably of him screaming at the prosecutor for basically cheating. He's had to send the jury out of the room. Then he just screams at the lawyer. He's not yet coughed up or threatened to put him in contempt of court, but maybe he will. Maybe that's just a TV drama thing. I don't know. But the judge's phone goes off a couple days ago, and it's Lee Greenwood's proud to be an American. That's his ringer, is that song. And it goes off during the trial, and he shuts it off and moves on, and everything's okay. But the left became unhinged by this. Why would it be controversial that this judge loves America and that that is his ringtone? Why would that be controversial? Why would that unhinge so many people? Because there are so many people on the left that hate America. They hate it. They fundamentally hate it and want to change everything about it. She's bad, she's evil, and she's got to change. We're going to redo the entire thing. They want to tear up the Constitution and start over. So we hear the ringtone from Judge Schroeder. Then, yesterday on Veterans Day, he wears a tie with American flags on it. This unhinged them as they're watching. Social media goes crazy. But that did not unhinge them quite like what he did as they were getting ready to restart. And the judge said, you know, it's Veterans Day today, and we should take a moment here. And by the way, do we have any veterans in the room? Anybody that served? And he says, no. No, that's unusual. Normally we have people in that have served. One gentleman off the right, you go, oh, yes, sir, you, sir. And he stands up and he says, what branch did you serve in? He said, I served in the Army, Your Honor. And he goes, well, thank you so much for your service. I think we all need to give a round of applause to everyone on this Veterans Day that has served our country so nobly. And everybody claps for like 10 seconds and it's over. Then they say, next witness, please. And the defense calls the guy that just stood up and said he was in the Army. It's unbelievable. He was the next witness. He was the self-defense expert, right? So they bring him up right after everybody applauds him, including the jury. I mean, how bad can your case go? This is so crazy. I think Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be found guilty of a couple of these light charges. You know, illegal possession, recklessly endangering people. He probably, I don't know how much he's been in jail. He was out on bail. I think he should probably go to jail for 90 days. I think he should. I think they need to send a message that, look, when you're 17, you shouldn't take an AR-15 from your buddy and go try to play, help people and play hero at riots. You probably shouldn't do that. Something needs to be sent to young people everywhere that you shouldn't do this. He did a dumb thing, but he didn't murder anybody. It wasn't homicide. Once he got there and they came after him and a gun was being pointed at him, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to shoot, and he did. This trial has fallen apart, and this judge is awesome. This judge is just incredible. Judge Bruce Schroeder has been a rock star through this thing. If you've watched any of it, find the clips online if you haven't. You'll love it. Lee Greenwood ringtone, American flag tie, salute the military, and then all of a sudden the only guy that was a veteran is, next witness, please. Oh, he comes to the stand right after everybody just stood up and applauded for the guy. Kyle Rittenhouse, I mean, if the prosecution wants to do anything, they should ask for a mistrial at this point and say, this ain't right. We need a new judge. This was not, oh my, there are legal people that said the judge never should have said, let's applaud the military. I don't know why that's controversial. The American flag is in the courtroom. Why would it be controversial on Veterans Day to have everybody acknowledge that it's Veterans Day? I don't know why these things are controversial in our society. I do not. I simply don't. And they shouldn't be. And boy, the left is all over this judge. And it's been kind of fun to watch. Really has. KKHI is presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. They're basically a gold sponsor of KKHI. I love Mike Robinson and Tim Trader, my guys, at robertsrobinson.com. You don't have to live in Excelsior Springs or anywhere near there if you're looking for a Chevy, Buick, or a GMC. These are your go-to people. I'm telling you, these are great guys. You're going to love dealing with them. You're going to love what they stand for. You will save money. And you will get exactly the vehicle you want. So do it. RobertsRobinson.com. Take a look at their inventory. Or just give them a call. When you go to the website, see the number, ask for Tim. Say, here's what I'm looking for. Can you help me build it? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We can absolutely help you build it. Get it done with GMC. We are professional grade. Back 9 Development's a custom home builder, commercial properties, room additions, and the Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere. Terrific investment properties available in Manhattan, in the Flint Hills, on a beautiful Colbert Hills golf course. Great second home, great for your kids to use for college, great as VRBO, or an investment property, back9development.com. Seriously, if you got a little time this weekend, go look at their website and check out their portfolio and see what they do. Beautiful homes, beautiful work. They'll do it in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, or Manhattan. You name it. Back9development.com. Edward Durr is a truck driver from New Jersey. He is now a state senator in the great state of New Jersey. Edward Durr spent $153 on his campaign. Edward Durr defeated Steve Sweeney, who was the Senate president. This is not, I'm not picking on him, but it just came to my head. This is not Ottumwa, Iowa. This is South Jersey. This is a big state. A lot of people live there. This truck driver was fed up. His neighbors were fed up. They said, why don't you run for office? He goes, well, what do you mean? Like state Senate. What are we fed up with? We're fed up with mandates. We're fed up with COVID. We're fed up with closures. We're fed up with restrictions. We're fed up with everything. Run. Edward Durr spent $153 on his campaign. That's it. They made a little video for free. They put it on social media. I don't know what the $153 was, but he had a great video where he just walks around and says, I'm a truck driver and I'm going to change things for you. If you live here in South Jersey, you shouldn't vote for Steve Sweeney. You should vote for me. Steve Sweeney was the president of the Senate. He wasn't just another state senator. He ran the thing. You've probably heard the story. Ed the Trucker now has a website, edthetrucker.com. Edthetrucker.com, if you want to learn more about this guy. Ed Durr goes on with Tucker Carlson, and he starts asking him about how it all went. And he goes, it's gone fine. You know, we were just fed up with this stuff, and I had to run. And I'm happy that I won, and this has all worked out well. And he said, did your opponent call you? And Ed Durr said, yeah, he called me. He was gracious. He said, congratulations. And I said, well, thank you very much. It's very nice of you. And I want to let you know that you've got my phone number and you call anytime if you have any concerns, as I'm your representative now. And they both just kind of laughed because it was the state Senate president is out on the street, like a real politician, a Democrat out, and a truck driver is in. And the truck driver said, hey, I'm your rep now. If you got any issues, call me. He said, but look, I'm saying that to everyone. It does sound kind of funny or mean to say that to the guy I beat, but I mean it. That's what I want to do. Here's my phone number. Call me with any concerns. Just fantastic story. These stories that are happening, there's so many good things going on. We got to fend off this stimulus thing. Well, the stimulus, the infrastructure deal is done. We got to fend off the rest of it. If we fend off the rest of that, Biden's done. The Democrats are done because they're lame ducks. If we can get into just like May, if we can get to April or May, they won't be able to pass anything. It'll be way too close to the election to be on people's minds. It'll just be over. The Democrats will just be sitting there as lame ducks. We got so many good things going on right now. It's a shame that bad things have to happen in America for good things to happen. But that's the way it operates. We got dumb voters out there that don't understand which party to vote for to make America great. They don't. So they vote for the crappy party, and we get 6.2% inflation. We get open borders. We get soldiers killed in Afghanistan. We get mayhem in the Middle East. We get supply chain problems. We get focused on climate change and finding the first LGBTQI FCC commissioner to check a box and say we did a first. We get so hell-bent on that stuff, we don't pay attention to what matters. That's where we are. But now America's paying attention. They're like, wow, this party doesn't really care about the stuff that's important to me. Exactly. You thought Trump's mean tweets were bad, and now you're living bad when you see the price of everything you're buying. Now, that's good for conservatives. It's good for conservatism, and it will be good for America long term. We needed to re-educate, especially young people. Young people are turning everywhere going, what? My taxes are going up. The cost of everything's going up. I can't afford my rent. What's happening here? They're seeing that. That happened for me when I was a young person with Jimmy freaking Carter. It was the same thing. It's happening again. It's generational. Most people that I've been around in my life that are my age are conservatives because this happened with Jimmy Carter in the 70s. And then Reagan was elected, and we saw what life was like under that. And it was better. And that's what people are seeing here. And that's how Ed Durr, Ed the Trucker, becomes a state senator. We're seeing stuff like this everywhere. And personally, I love it. You know, I hate to see bad things happen, but when bad things happen, good things can happen. Moving on to sports, presented by Merriam Body Shop off I-35 and Johnson Drive on Merriam Drive. State Farm Preferred, full collision repair, small jobs, the best customer service you will ever experience. Even if you just want complete custom detailing, They like your ride better than you like your ride. It will be better than the day you got it off the showroom floor, I promise. You put that ceramic coating on your car, you have them do this for you, it's unbelievable. They got a real passion for cars and trucks. It's an entirely new level of service in this industry that you will not get anywhere else, especially at the corporate places or the dealerships. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Merriam Drive off I-35 and Johnson Drive. It's Merriam Body Shop. I'm going by the body shop later today to see Justin and Brad and check it out. They wanted to have me over. We might go for a cold beer after that. And these are really good dudes. Really good dudes. MerriamBodyShop.com or 913-362-1198. And, of course, Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com. Joslyn's is the jeweler you recommend to your friends and family. Holiday season upcoming, time to get to Joslyn's. All right, the battle cry for the Chiefs this week in advance of the Raiders game is our problems are all self-inflicted. And I present that to you on a Good News Friday, as that's good news if that's true. I'll let you cipher whether or not that's fake news or real news. I gave you my thoughts earlier this week, and I don't have an opinion yet on Patrick Mahomes. I'm certainly rethinking everything I know about him as the quarterback of the Chiefs, that it's possible it was lightning in a bottle. The Royals were lightning in a bottle for the second half of 2014 and all of 2015. It is quite possible the Chiefs were lightning in the bottle for 2 years, which is about what it was, calendar years. It was about 2 years of lightning in the bottle. Will they get it back and be what they were? Hard for me to believe they'll be that prolific, but they got to find something good. They got to find their way. And the word from Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Eric Bieniemy, anybody you ask at Arrowhead this week is, this is clearly what they're telling the players over and over and over, this is self-inflicted. This is on us. Patrick, you're not seeing open receivers. Receivers, you're not hanging onto the ball. Offensive lineman, you're committing a penalty at a bad time. That it's all self-inflicted. Can that change Sunday night? Typically, when the Chiefs and Raiders have gotten together the last few years, it's been shootouts. It's been high-flying, fun games. Raiders have lost Ruggs. He's gone from their team. He's headed to jail. Coach Gruden isn't there. He won't be putting together the game plan. They've lost a starting cornerback that they cut from the team for a hit-and-run accident. And they just lost to the Giants. They were bad last week. Chiefs are supposed to win this game. They're a 2.5-point favorite. It's hard for me to predict. I haven't seen enough out of the Chiefs or anything good out of the Chiefs for me to say, hey, listen, they got this. I haven't seen that. But according to the Chiefs, it's all self-inflicted, and maybe they'll be better. Maybe. Maybe that's the case. Maybe they're not good enough. OBJ goes to the Rams on Thursday. We won't spend any more time on that. We'll see how that all pans out for OBJ. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is back at practice for the Chiefs. So we like the fact that CEH is back on the practice field. We'll see if he gets back into the game this week. College football this weekend, K-State hosts West Virginia. It's hard to say whether that's a bigger game or whether the Missouri-South Carolina game is the bigger game in our area. Missouri-South Carolina is a pick 'em. Missouri needs a jump start. They need to restart their season. They've got teams left that they can beat if they play well. They've never shored up stopping the run, but I think it's doable. I think it's possible for them to slow down the run and get a little bit better. The season is kind of wasting away. They weren't going to beat Georgia, but this is a beatable opponent. So it becomes a big game for Missouri on defining what their season is or was. Kansas State is bowl eligible already. And they've got some teams left they can beat, including West Virginia. The Wildcats are a touchdown favorite in this game. It's at home. This is one of the teams Chris Klieman has not beaten. I think it's only West Virginia. It might be West Virginia and Texas that he hasn't beaten. But this is a team that he hasn't beaten. They played very close games, and he's not beaten them. I think K-State's going to get the win. I do. West Virginia's offense looked pathetic last week, and K-State's got a pretty good defense going and a good running game. So I like the Cats. I can't say I like Missouri. I see it for what Vegas sees it as. Whichever team comes up and doesn't make mistakes, turn the ball over, and plays sound football is going to win between Missouri and South Carolina. KU's on the road at Texas this week. Texas is broken, but they'll probably get well against Kansas. Kansas has a history of playing against Oklahoma or Texas a time or two and getting up because of the jersey and playing better. Maybe that's this week. Maybe it's not. I don't know specifically how broken Texas is. It's hard for me to tell exactly how broken Texas is, whether they're completely broken, partially broken, or what. But we'll find out as they play Kansas on Saturday night. And Sporting Kansas City has received an apology from the Officials Association for blowing the call that cost them the game on Sunday. That's great. They got an apology, but they didn't get the call. We talked about this earlier this week and played the Peter Vermees clip for you. If you've not heard that, go listen to that podcast from Vermees. It's spectacular. He just melted down and was great. He was great. So they got their apology. That doesn't get them anything, but they admitted the mistake. I don't understand why, if something controversial happens in the match, they don't stop it and review it. Have you noticed in the NFL now that we're getting overturns of calls from the video review booth upstairs, the video assistant, they're calling it, without a coach challenging? It happened again last night on Thursday Night Football. I loved it. It was obvious the little receiver got the first down, but the official marked him a yard short, and everybody's like, wait, what? And they show it on the Jumbotron, and everybody can see that he reached out. He got the first down. It took about 30 seconds. They sort of slowed the game down, but the Dolphins didn't have to challenge, and the video assistant upstairs just said in the official's ear, hey, you missed that one. Just give him the first down. And they did. And if the other team would have been outraged, the Ravens, they could have challenged it, but they weren't going to. Everybody could kind of see on the Jumbotron and agree, that looks like a first down. Let's just keep the game moving. I like that. Why? And that's exactly what soccer has, and they didn't do it in MLS. They didn't do it for Peter Vermees and Sporting Kansas City. They got an apology. It was missed by an official on the field. That's one thing. Not catching it when you have VAR, video assist review, in soccer is bad. It's really bad. Sporting has its first playoff game November 20th at Children's Mercy Park against Vancouver. It's one and done. It's not the aggregate thing anymore. They got to win the game or their season is over. That's November 20th at formerly known Sporting Park. And we tip our cap to Matt Beisler, who this week retired. He is the greatest Sporting Kansas City or the most famous Sporting Kansas City player of all time. He is largely instrumental as a local product for building Sporting Kansas City from the player standpoint into what it is today. They released him at the end of last year. He left. He played one more season, and now he's retired. I hope he gets into coaching or starts a business or a workout facility or something, working with young kids. Matt Beisler will stay in soccer, I feel sure. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He's a really smart man. I think he's probably going to get into business. I think this is all really good and a great idea. We just congratulate and tip our cap to Matt Beisler, longtime friend of my program, and congratulate him on an outstanding career and a job well done, model citizenry, and numerous things that he's done so well in Kansas City, philanthropic endeavors, working with kids, being the face of the franchise. I got nothing but great things to say about Matt Beisler. He is all that and more. Congratulations on a fabulous career to Matt Beisler. Our final note is going to be brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, online at fryorthodontics.com, and Buck Roofing online at rbuckroofing.com, and it's a fun one. Solarzano's Pizza in Sarasota, Florida is slammed. They got lines out the door. They've never been busier. Solarzano's Pizza, Sarasota, Florida. If you're traveling to the Tampa, Sarasota area anytime soon and you want to go eat pizza, Solarzano's Pizza. Solarzano's Pizza, posted on Facebook. It's time to recognize the elephant in the room, the gorilla in the room, whatever you want to, cliche you want to use, that the supply chain sucks, prices of everything have gone up, cheese costs more, we've raised the prices on our pizza. We're incredibly sorry that we have to do this. We cannot stay in business if we don't do this. The price of everything's gone up. The price of our pizzas have gone up. But we're going to offer you a special pizza, basically at the old price. It's a large one-topping pepperoni. It's the FJB pizza. They take the pepperonis and they spell out FJB on the pizza. And you know what that stands for, and it's profane. And it's bad, and the left is unhinged. They don't care at Solarzano's. They have a line out the door. People are gobbling up the FJB pizzas like crazy. It works. See, we've lived in a country where the left has defined everything for us. What is okay to eat? What is okay to say? What is okay to breathe? What is okay to do? What is okay to act? They define everything. And now we see businesses everywhere catering. My sponsors. They want you. They want conservative people to be part of their business because they know your check isn't going to bounce. You're a good dude, a good person, good lady, whatever. They want you. businesses are figuring out, hey, we want these conservatives. We'll take sides. We're in Sarasota, Florida. We'll choose sides here. Their hashtag is Let's Go Brandon. And they've done it. And they've said, we're sorry we had to raise our prices. We're going to go out of business because this stupid Biden in the White House. And now it's going to cost you more to get pizza and nobody's going to come get it if you don't understand why. So we're explaining to you why we had to raise our prices. FJB Pizza. It's called Solarzano's Pizza in Sarasota, Florida. We tip our cap to them. I would rather buy a LGB, which is, you know, you can't do LGBTQ without Let's Go Brandon. So LGBTQ is Let's Go Brandon, transgender, queer, LGBTQ, I don't know what I is. Anyway, LGB is Let's Go Brandon. And you can't have LGBTQ without Let's Go Brandon at the very beginning. Told you we'd end on a happy note. I hope you have a great weekend. Hey, I'd love to have more patrons jump on board. We had a couple more yesterday sign up and say, hey, we like the patron podcast. We put a good one up with Lee Sterling. He hit his winner again last night. It was easy. He's now 19-9-1 on his Thursday night picks all time. For patrons with KKHI, you had the Dolphins plus 9. They won the game outright easily. He's been on fire. And we also had our tribute to Art Stewart, in memory of Art Stewart. And we'll have our newsletter coming up tomorrow. For all the patrons of KKHI. So if you'd like to become a patron, man, I'd love to have you in. I think you'll find the bonus content different than what we typically do on a daily basis. There is discussion of, I've had people tell me in the industry that I need to make 2 or 3 of the regular podcasts every week, patron only, to build that up. And I said, I don't know. I got a lot of people telling me that at the beginning of the year, I should make the Friday podcast, every Friday podcast, patrons only. And try to get more patrons in to support the podcast to keep this thing going. So I'd love to have you on board. I'd love to have your support. It's only $5 a month. KKHasIssues.com. Click on Become a Patron. Can't do that. I understand. Hit the like or follow button or tell your friends about it. That is always good enough. And I certainly appreciate you listening to KKHI, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend with your friends.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.